Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this. I hope you are having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. For the next few episodes, I'd like to take some time to focus on the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to explore his role as the divine giver of life. In the Nicene Creed, one of the earliest and most widely accepted statements of Christian faith, the Holy Spirit is affirmed as the giver of life. This acknowledges the Spirit's divine work in both creation and salvation. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 3:6, where Paul writes, "He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." These words highlight the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit, which is put in stark contrast to the law. You see, the law, when followed merely as a set of rules, can lead to spiritual death. It condemns us and reveals our shortcomings. But the Spirit, in his divine power, breathes life into our souls. He regenerates us, giving us a new birth and a fresh start in our relationship with God. This life-giving work of the Spirit is evident from the very beginning of creation. In Genesis 1:2, we read that the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, actively participating in the creation of the universe. And in John 3:5-6, Jesus tells us that to enter the kingdom of God, we must be born of water and the Spirit. It is the Spirit who gives us spiritual life and makes us new creatures in Christ. And so as you go about your day, I encourage you to recognize the Holy Spirit as the source of your spiritual life. Rely on his life-giving power in your daily walk with God. Embrace the freedom and transformation that comes from living in step with the Spirit. Remember, it is the Spirit who gives life. He is not merely a force or an abstract concept, but a divine person working in and through us to bring about God's purposes. As you face the challenges and joys of life, lean into the Spirit's presence and allow him to fill you with his life-giving power. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress.